Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
This Sunday, September 3rd, get your taste buds ready for one of Ventura County's favorite International Chili Society sanctioned events, the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival at the historic Camarillo Ranch. This year, you'll find some of the best chili cooks in the country. Whether you choose general admission or VIP, you'll enjoy chili tastings and get to vote for your favorite People's Choice Chili. Live music, a classic car show, food trucks, kettle corn, frosty beverages, a bounce house, and games. It'll be a fun day for the whole family. Proceeds benefit local nonprofits, Camarillo Hospice, Boys and Girls Club of Camarillo, and Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ventura County. This Sunday, spend the day at the Camarillo Ranch for the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival. No matter what your age, there's food and fun for all. The Camarillo Ranch, just off 101 at Flynn Road in Camarillo. For tickets and more information, go to CamarilloChiliCookoff.com. That's CamarilloChiliCookoff.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. Lots of things happening. I tell you, if you are one of my Facebook friends and fans, and just reach out. God, I really just want to start with my daughter lives in Houston, and thank the Lord she's fine. And but all those poor people out there, the trauma that they've gone through, and I love when we all come together to make a difference. So, you know, I posted a lot of things. If anybody of my listeners want to help in any way, there's a lot of ways to do that, even though we're all the way out here. So I just want to start off with that. Of course, it's Labor Day weekend, and gosh, we've got lots of things happening, and I hope that you're going to be a part of them. We've got the chili cook-off this weekend, right? And all that good chili.
Yes, at the Adolfo Camarillo Ranch House. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Sunday.
Yeah, there you go. So we've been giving tickets away for that. In fact, we have one more pair that I would love to share with somebody. And I'm really excited to share my friend John Blystone. He is in the studio with me. And thank you so much for being here.
Good morning.
How
great
are you?
Great day.
Good, good. So we've got an amazing show for you, and we are so glad that you are here. We've got lots of stuff to give away, and of course, we'd love you to be a part of anything that we're doing. And if you have a business or an event or anything that's happening out there, we would love to share that with you. And all you have to do, and we would love to share it for you. So give us a call. The phone number here is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. I'd love to talk about the people that are going to be in our studio today. And our first guest is Michelle Howe, and her book is Preparing and Adjusting, and of course, and Loving the Empty Nest. So we're almost there, yeah. And it's a different ball game, I have to tell you. So, you know, we have to adjust to each one of these different chapters in our life. And so I want to hear all about this. Next, I have Crystal Doyle. She's going to be talking about the Thousand Oaks Street Fair. And of course, Chris Perez is talking about American Vision Windows. He is one of their big sponsors over there. And That's going to be a great deal. It's all the way up Moore Park Road and Thousand Oaks, and it's a great vending. There's like music. There's all these amazing vendors. Just kind of take a stroll up the street, and lots of fun there. So we are going to be talking with all of them. That is just our first hour. We've got a whole nother hour after that, and I can't wait to share all that with you. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Oh, we have some excellent giveaways. Kim, Rubicon Theater presenting West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing on September 13th all the way through to October 1st. Great production by the Rubicon Theater. California Kettle Corn is with us as always, and we have those hand-popped kernels, family-owned since 2007. Every party is even better with California Kettle Corn. The 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off is happening Sunday. That is this Sunday. Got a pair to give away for that.
That's
it's
right.
It's at the Camarillo Ranch House. You can have fun there. Rolling Pin Donuts, also in Camarillo. They're the best in Ventura County. Great donuts. Los Angeles Zoo, you can go there with Kim's tickets.
That's
the
right.
Zoo is
I know.
Great.
It's not really that far either.
No,
I love it.
I love it. Just go to the zoo. Have fun.
My grandchildren really like it.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Good times. Pete's Breakfast. If you want something to eat in the morning, that is great. The best breakfast dishes in town using only the freshest ranch eggs, farm produce available right there at Pete's. And you are at 2055 East Main Street in Ventura. And then we have Boots and Brews. Boots and Brews. Wrapping up the legendary California Beer Festival is Boots and Brews Country Music Festival, and that is in Ventura, Sunday, September 17th. What a party.
There you go. Lots of fun things that we are doing, and we would love to share all of those with you. So let's start off with some Rolling Pin. Obviously, John, you've been to Rolling Pin before.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What's your favorite?
Tiger Tail.
Oh, wait. What's a Tiger Tail?
I don't know what it is. It's just delicious. But it's like a twist
okay.
with two different...
Is it chocolate?
I don't think it's chocolate.
Oh, so it's just like a glaze?
Two different colors.
Okay.
It's
I'm going to have to try it. Okay.
It's two meals.
Okay. I love it. It's two meals in one?
Yes, it's
fantastic.
Oh,
I like it. So you could share it with somebody or not. So
yes.
Anyways, all right. Well, I would love to start off with a gift certificate to Rolling Pins. We've got that for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. All right. Well, let's bring our first guest on. Michelle, are you there? Michelle Howe.
I am here.
How are you?
I'm doing well. It's sunny and bright here in Michigan, so we're really appreciative
okay.
of that.
Oh, okay. There you go. I love it. That's where my daughter lived, and now she moved to Houston, and thank God she's okay. But lots of heartache over there, so I tell you. Anyways, so Michelle, tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are, and have you been writing for a long time?
Yes, I've been writing for about 30 years, and I started out actually being a book reviewer for several different magazines, and I'm still doing that today. That's probably a great just love of my life is reading and reviewing. And then about 1999, I published my first book, and it was on single parenting, not because I'm a single parent, but because my two best friends went through unwanted divorces, and I was telling their story.
Mm.
And that sort of started my book writing career, and this is my 18th book now that I am talking about now, this a whole topic of empty nest and how we adjust to it when our kids move out.
Wow. Okay. Perfect. Question. Okay. So what is it that, okay. So is this your first book, did you say, or?
No, this is 18. So
oh
I've been
God.
Doing it for a
that
while.
That makes me so
yeah.
mad. I have to be honest with you. I'm still trying to write my first book. How long does it take you to write a book?
From contract signing until, it's due, I usually give myself 3 months. And you know what? When you sit down and really a few hours a day, you can do it. I mean, it's the first edit through is the hardest, of course. And then after that, it becomes a real delight to go back and, work with the words and make sure everything works well and the content is good. But, yeah, I kind of have it down to a system now because I've done it so many times, but I really enjoy it.
Wow. Okay. That sounds great. Okay. So what are we going to find or what have you found with empty nesting? It's funny because I think we're almost empty nesters, my husband and I. But then, of course, the kids come back in and I'm like, just as you have it all organized, they're like, okay, we're staying in our guest room now. I'm like, no, that was all pretty, So what's your thought about that?
Well, we have four adult children, mm-hmm. and my oldest two are married with their own children. So we're delighting in the whole world of being grandparents, which is like the best thing ever.
I have but two, I have four too.
Six wonderful. But we are right where you're at. My daughter still lives here while she's finishing her master's degree. And then my son just graduated with his master's degree. So he's now moved back in with all his architectural projects and things. And before I got on here, I was trying to find room for them. Mm-hmm. So I get it with the guest room. You're just trying to reorganize. And it's been kind of a challenge because we're just not used to the family dynamic changing every time someone leaves and every time someone moves back in. It really does kind of upset what I have in my mind and heart and picture of what my life should look like right now. It's not saying it's not good, but it's a challenge.
I get it. But you know what? I mean, we're so blessed to have our children and to, you know, be able, I mean, there's people that never had kids. And, you know, I just always think, okay, I'm feeling blessed with the trails of clothes. I have to just try to look at that brighter side, you know? So,
Absolutely. And it is a lot in our attitude. And I think that's the whole emptiness, the whole principle found in my book is that a lot of it is your attitude and it's coming. I mean, if you're a mom or a dad of a high schooler or even a junior high student, those years race by. And before you know it, your kid is moving out, maybe to college or maybe not moving out, but taking a job somewhere. But life really changes once they turn 18. And their challenges become the kind of challenges you have. They're adult problems. They're not little problems anymore.
Oh, my God. What do they usually say? Little kids, little problems. Big kids, big problems. My son called the other day, and he's like, I have a flat tire. We're like, call AAA. But wait, are you on the freeway? Okay, be really, you know, you just have to be, they don't think that way yet, you know, so it's scary. Right. Now, I noticed that things are changing a little bit. Nearly one in three adult children actually live at home, right?
Yes.
Why do you think this is happening other than it's so expensive to be able to be on your own?
Well, another statistic that will kind of put that in a little bit in a different light is that I recently read that 85% of college graduates move back home. 85%, so I mean, it's only 15% go from college to, you know, living on their own totally. And I think we have to differentiate between what's a good reason for your child to move back home. I mean, if you graduate from school and you don't have a job, that's a great place to transition into a full-time position. You know, I mean, it's a great, and I, like you said, it's wonderful to be able to be a buffer for your children when they're young adults. Another good reason would be if your child would lose a job, or maybe they're going through a painful divorce, whatever. I mean, you want the family support system to be there, and it's wonderful to offer that to children. However, you don't want them to stay forever. And I think what we're doing in our society today, is that we're not giving a lot of our kids a good reason to move out. We're making it so comfortable for them. And as you said, sometimes it is really expensive, but I think that's part of the training. You know, they can watch us budget our money, work at a job to pay for what we need to buy in our life. And they're making it so comfortable, many parents, that I don't think your kids are fully equipped, you know, or they don't see the benefit of it. They're like, I hear young adults saying all the time, oh, I'm living with mom and dad. Why would I ever want to move out? No rent, you know. My mom does the laundry.
We have it set, right? I mean, you know, are we enabling our children?
Yes, I would say, and not every parent. I don't think we've enabled our kids, but I see it a lot, and I've also seen when it happens, when the young adults just want to stay and stay and stay and never leave, it ends up causing problems with the other family members. I mean, the other adult children who are on their own kind of look at their sibling who's still in mom and dad's house and go, why are they still there, mom? Or why are they still there, dad?
Yeah.
What's wrong with this picture?
I think generation, at least my generation, we used to go to school and move out. away. We were like, I don't think we ever had the opportunity. I mean, my parents wanted me to stay home. My parents got a divorce. And so, you know, I was out at 16, even 18, really, you know, I was already trying to figure out how to get out of the house and how to get my life together and that kind of thing. So But I know that, you know, the markets are so much higher, and it's a lot harder for kids to get on their own. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, waking up, starting your day in a positive way. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to hear your phone calls. If you have anything you know, that you want to add to this, maybe you've got either you're an empty nester or you have your adult children still living at home. We want to hear from you. But what can parents do to prepare their children? Do you think we're not preparing our children?
Some people are. And I think that one of the biggest keys is to prepare yourself for your children to move out all along their growing journey.
Mm.
So when they're younger, you give them small steps of independence and responsibility, you know, that are age appropriate for them.
Mm-hmm.
You give them tasks at home, you know, and then you add on a little more. And then when they become of the age they can get a job, you encourage them to find part-time employment. You know, you keep, you know, kind of gently, you know, pushing it a little bit at a time, not before they're ready, but, you know, when you do that, when you, like, get your kid away from you for a while, let's say you send them away to a camp, and I have a story about this in my book. It's super hard for me to send my children 4 hours away the first time. But my husband said to me, if you can't send them to camp, how are you going to ever let them go when they're 18? He goes, you better start now. Because,
right,
we're raising our kids to be independent people who can be, you know, parts of society and serving other people and using the gifts and talents that they've, you know, honed through the years. And hopefully they're learning here with us.
Right.
So I think people have to think, you know, start small. Baby steps are great, but keep pushing them out little by little, you know, and then your little heartstrings as a mom or a dad can take the separation as well.
Michelle, will you stay with us? Because we need to take a really quick break. But when we come back, I want to find out, you know, it was really sad each time one of my children moved out. And I just wonder if some parents don't really want to be by themselves. And maybe that's another thing that we're looking at. So I'd love to kind of chat about that. Will you stay with us?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we've got lots of stuff that we're giving away. I'd love to share some Rubicon tickets. And we've got great stuff right now. Incognito, talking about another great show. They always do great stuff there. But we'd love to give out a pair of tickets for that. And all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008, and leave us your name, your number, and when you're calling in, ask to be a part of our newsletter. Those go out every single week. We've got tons of them going out, and it tells about all of our guests and all of our all the events that we're a part of. So again, call us right now. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to rubicontheater.org.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. We've got a full studio here on Saturday morning. And, of course, Crystal Doyle just walked in. And also Chris Perez. And we are going to be talking about the Thousand Oaks Street Fair. And, again, Chris Perez is here from American Vision Windows. And, gosh, I tell you, I love you guys, what you do, and there's one of your salesmen that came out and gave us an estimate, and he was so polite and so nice, so I'll tell you all about that. But right now, we're talking with Michelle Howe, and we're talking about preparing, adjusting, and loving the empty nest. And, you know, we were talking about some of the time, the reason, I mean, I think my kids were like, Mom, we're going to leave you, I'm sorry, you know, it's like, you know, so what's your thought on that?
Well, you know, every parent, I think, goes through some sort of grief, but we all express it differently, and men may express it very differently than women. I remember when my first daughter moved out, my husband probably had a harder time with it than I did. But then when our third child, my son, moved out and went away to college, I remember crying all the way home and thinking, wait a minute, what's wrong with this picture? I've already said goodbye, kind of, to two older kids, and yet the third one was like a devastation. But I think what happened for me personally was, I had three of my four kids that were gone, and I thought, oh my, my whole role as a parent has really, you know, shifted dramatically here.
Right. What do you do now? Like, what's my job now? Right. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
It changes. Even if you're a mom or a dad who's gone all day at work and you're very involved in the career or vocation, still, when you come home, when there's an empty space at your dinner table, things are different. And I think we have to be kind to ourselves and realize, you know, when someone we love moves away for whatever reason, we're sad. I mean, don't deny the emotion, but don't get stuck there.
Right.
You can't get stuck forever. And I remember one woman telling me, you know, I cry every day. I just cry every day. My sons are gone. And this is just the way God made me. I'm a mom. And I thought, no, you can't get stuck there. He doesn't want you to cry and be depressed for the rest of your life because you did your job as a mom and sent your two sons off into the world in a great way. He wants you to find new people to invest in, you know, keep in touch with your kids. I mean, but your whole role is changed. You're not in the front line anymore. You're on the sideline of your adult children's lives. And that's where you have to kind of intentionally position yourself.
I think
you kind of have to have a mindset that's going to shift, and you have to make your actions online with that mindset.
Michelle, this is John, and I'm curious. I see the word adjusting, and I think, how did your home dynamic change? Because it's all of a sudden it's just you and the spouse. How did and all of a sudden you're just looking and it's like it's just us.
Well, you know, one of the things we did, because we had wiser, older friends who had already walked this road, told us to face it head on months ahead of time. And they kind of prepped us, just in an emotional sense.
That's
because
great.
You are going to go through your own private grief. You're going to go through grief probably as a couple. And you're going to go through just a complete change in how your family looks and feels day to day. So prepare for it. Mm-hmm. So I think we kind of had that in the back of our minds. And when it happened, we looked at each other and said, they were right. This really is hard. This really hurts.
It's just
But again, we didn't sit there in our pain. I mean, I cried a lot of tears off and on, and my husband would hug me and say, you're okay, you know, and he got busy with things, and I suppose I got busy with other things, but we didn't deny it, and I think that was the crucial thing, is we accepted the fact that it hurts.
Right.
It hurts when you're not as close, and your dynamic does change, but we keep in close touch with our adult kids, and we talk to them a lot, and now you can FaceTime and text,
right.
And I mean, it's pretty easy to stay in touch, and when they were thriving, then I felt I was thriving. know?
Absolutely. You know, I want to say when my kids, both my daughters moved out, I helped them kind of put their life together, you know, at an arm's distance, you know, like what they were excited. They both have homes and I would, you know, meet them for lunch and have, you know, little towels for their bathroom or the kitchen or that's it. You know what I mean? Not like
right.
Poor mom stuck at home. And, you know, I just never been that. My thing was having four kids is I wanted to give them wings to fly. And now they were soaring. And that's what it's all about. Now they have children. And I call them. I'm like, what are you doing, mom? And, you know, it's kind of like that song. Yeah. Is it Cats in the Cradle? Is that the song?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. I remember listening to that when I was really young. And I remember my parents saying, honey, you want Mom, I've got four kids. I could barely, I'm school, you know, real mom. I've got so many. And now, and that's like the cycle goes on. And I think that's probably my biggest lesson or my biggest thing I would love to share with my listeners. Life is short. And gosh, you know, we all work so hard, but take some time to just really honor your family, be in the moment and, you know, and open it for the next chapter to whatever that's, you know, offering you in your life. So we can't, like you said, get stuck because, you know, I never thought of death and we all do it. Okay. And when I lost my mom, it was like, oh my God, it was such a hardship for me because I never thought of it. We don't teach our children that, okay, you're going to have your own bills. You're going to have your own home. You're going to have, I think that's something we need to be teaching our children because when they start to hit their hurdles, they're not prepared. So in reality, we're not doing our job as parents. And so I think that's where the future needs to, you know, to really kind of lean towards. So Michelle, I love your book. What are some of the other names of your books that you have?
Well, the previous one was Caring for Our Aging Parents, Lessons in Love, Loss, and Letting Go, which, like you just said, there's a lot to that whole season of life, letting go of a parent in a lot of different ways. And the previous book to this one I just published was Empty Nest, What's Next? So this is actually the second go for Empty Nest because there were so many new topics and people were writing me saying, well, you didn't hit this and you didn't cover that.
Oh, I love when they're trying to help you out, you know, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Great. Well, I love I love what you're doing. Leave us with one final golden nugget that we can share with our listeners.
Well, you know, I think when I look back, and you've already said it, is if I could redo anything in my life, I would have lived more in the moment of every moment with my children as they grew up, because I often was hoping for, praying for, anticipating a next easier.
Oh, gosh, I tell you.
It doesn't happen. And you know what? Cultivate that humble, grateful attitude just for today with your kids.
That and sounds
gratitude.
You know, gratitude. Yeah. And you know what? Yeah. I mean, we all are waiting for, we're going to be skinnier. Our house is going to be cleaner. We're going to make more money. There is just so many things that we put life on hold. And gosh, when you have what Houston's going through right now, oh my gosh, you need to live for today.
It puts it in perspective.
It really does, you know. Yeah, and so, God, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Please share our show and our podcast with everyone. And I'd love to have you back. Please send me all your other stuff so we can talk more. Great topics.
Thank you very much, and you both have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. You too. All right. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got Crystal Doyle here. We're going to be talking about the Thousand Oaks Street Fair, and of course, Chris Perez from American Vision Windows, one of their huge sponsors, and we love sponsors. That's what makes us be able to do everything that we're doing and support them, so we're going to support them right back. So again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give something away right now, and of course Boots and Brews is right around the corner, and of course that is happening September 17th. Gosh, we're like right into September. Where did this year go? I'm telling you. Anyways, we've got tickets for that, and again, that's Ventura and Boots and Brews Country Music Festival. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Boy, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and
What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
This Sunday, September 3rd, get your taste buds ready for one of Ventura County's favorite International Chili Society sanctioned events, the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival at the historic Camarillo Ranch. This year, you'll find some of the best chili cooks in the country. Whether you choose general admission or VIP, you'll enjoy chili tastings and get to vote for your favorite People's Choice Chili. Live music, a classic car show, food trucks, kettle corn, frosty beverages, a bounce house, and games. It'll be a fun day for the whole family. Proceeds benefit local nonprofits, Camarillo Hospice, Boys and Girls Club of Camarillo, and Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ventura County. This Sunday, spend the day at the Camarillo Ranch for the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival. No matter what your age, there's food and fun for all. The Camarillo Ranch, just off 101 at Flynn Road in Camarillo. For tickets and more information, go to CamarilloChiliCookoff.com. That's CamarilloChiliCookoff.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we will be here all the way till 8 o'clock. And again, I want everybody to be out at the Chili Cook-Off over at Camarillo House over there at the Camarillo Chili Cook-Off. There's going to be so much stuff there. And there's kids. It's going to be so much fun. And it's all laid back. That's what I love.
It's an amazing event.
I know. So anyways, and we've been giving tickets away. In fact, I've got a pair of tickets right now. If you call in right now at 805-419-0008, we'd love to share those with you. And we have Crystal Doyle and Chris Perez. And Chris Perez, of course, is a sponsor for American Vision Windows. And Crystal Doyle is the chair for this, the chair. I'm really excited to be working with you guys. And of course, how many years has this been going on?
26 years.
Oh my gosh.
Hosted by the Thousand Oaks Rotary Club.
Yeah, of Thousand Oaks. And of course, what a great job that you guys do out there. So
thank
tell
you.
Us a little bit about that day and of course, when it is and all that good stuff.
Okay, so the street fair is going to be on Sunday, October 15th. It goes from 9 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And this is a really unique event because the Rotary Club of Thousand Oaks has managed to maintain a really, you know, quaint street fair. It's one of the rare ones of its kind.
But it's actually the largest, right?
It is.
In Ventura County.
Yes, one of the largest in Ventura County. And it's run by an all-volunteer group of Rotarians. We wake up.
Rotarians really rock, God, I have to tell you.
Thank you. Everyone wakes up at, you know, 3:30 in the morning to get there at 4 o'clock to line the streets and prepare for our vendors. We have over 320 vendors that come in.
Right.
Anywhere from Etsy or handmade types of products to, you know, commercial type of products. And it's a perfect time because a lot of people use this time to
get all their presents for the holidays, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know,
so
that's
true.
What I do when they're. But not only that, I mean, you've got the kids zone.
Yes.
You've got music, right?
We do.
It's, you know what? It's funny because on Sunday, it's like that nice stroll down Moore Park Road,
exactly.
Right? And you can kind of get your exercise, visit people. You see everybody in the industry and
it's
everybody
so
around. So I love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have great food that comes in. We have food that is not normally available in Thousand Oaks. So we're going to have a food area, a fun kid zone. And of course, before we even get any further, I do want to personally thank Chris Perez representing American Vision Windows. They've been our sponsor for five consecutive years, but I think off and on longer than that. Now, they're gold sponsor, by the way. Ooh. So you're going to find them right smack in the center of the street fair. So
I like it. Thanks, I like Chris. It. All right. Now, let me ask you a question. We didn't mention this, but it is a free admission.
Yes.
Okay, that's huge. Absolutely. You know, it's everything huge. We do yes. nowadays, you have to pay. And yep. this is something that you're going to be able to just kind of go and you know, relax, walk with your kids, walk with your family, find all these vendors that can help with whatever you're doing.
Yes.
And so what a great thing to do.
Yes, thank you. And that's why Rotarians and the sponsors and the vendors make that possible, free admission. So just, you know, stroll in. It's a nice Sunday afternoon. And forget about cooking. We're going to have, you know, we're going to have the food and entertainment there.
And are you having food trucks too, right?
Yes. About
yeah.
Food
trucks. There you go. Okay. Yes. I know. That's like the new thing.
Yes.
I'm telling you, bring your food with you, right?
Yeah,
wherever
absolutely.
You go.
Food trucks are awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love that. So, okay. Are you full with vendors or can people still get in?
No, we still have a few spaces left
okay.
for vendors and sponsors.
Okay.
And if anyone's interested, I do suggest that you get your paperwork in now because, you know, I guess it's just human nature. Last minute applications
yeah.
are going to start coming in.
Right.
And the next thing you know, your preferred spot is already taken.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So perfect. So I just want to make sure that everybody knows what we're talking about. It's the 26th annual Thousand Oaks Street Fair. That's Sunday, October 15th, 9 to 4. It's right on Moore Park Road. It's actually all of Moore Park
yes.
Road, it feels like, right?
It feels like.
And that's in Thousand Oaks. So just cruise on by, right? I mean, there's going to be great people out there. We've got Chris Perez here. And of course, you are from American Vision Windows. And so I thank you so much for being here. And I know Bill and Kathleen, they have kind of a unique story. And I love their website. They've got their little video on. But I love when people are trying to do something and then they turn it into a business. And
right.
that's kind of their story.
Yeah.
And but I love that it's all about home improvement. I'm really passionate about home improvement. And so you want somebody who's passionate that's going to be able to do what you need. And I know you guys work really hard at that. So I thank you for doing that. And, of course, being a sponsor is just like the icing on the top of the cake because, you know, it's a win-win.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for the company and then tell us about the company.
So the I've been in the company for about 13, almost 14 years now, and I just knew the owners. I knew Bill and Kathleen before. Went to the same church, actually. And then I was approached one time to come over, and I did. And I said, well, I'll just do it part-time, for, see how I like it for a while. And look at 14 years I'm here. But it's a great company. I've been there. I enjoy it. My role as the company is sort of oversee the sales aspect, making sure we're doing things, you know, that are best for the homeowner, making sure we're taking care of them at all times, you know, from all the offices. We have five locations. Actually, we have six locations. But
do? Where are
wow.
your locations?
So we have the Texas office that just recently opened.
Oh,
so
okay.
We have
were
a
they
Arizona
okay?
office.
We're in Texas.
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay,
right?
good.
Actually,
okay, good.
We have the, which is, you know, so sad for all those other people. It's
my
incredible.
Gosh, I tell you, yeah.
You just sit there and you think about it sometimes when you just go, we're doing windows, and you just look at that catastrophe and you just go, oh my gosh,
yeah,
it's just overwhelming.
I know. I tell you, I've been white knuckling it with my daughter, and she's pregnant, and we've got a grandson. So him and her husband is over there, and luckily they're 15 minutes away. How does that work? And she keeps going, Mom, I go, please don't ask why. Just do what you can do to help other people.
Right.
And so she's been making meals and, you know, and bringing cookies over to people when they couldn't drive for a week. They couldn't even get out. But after they were able to yesterday, she just started to, you know, bring some meals. And she was like, Mom, thanks for letting me know how to cook so many things, you know, and she was prepared, you
right.
know, so it, not that not everybody was prepared. It's just something that, gosh, you wouldn't even think of, like, how it could happen so fast.
Well, I was thinking, if you said you just opened it, it's a perfect opportunity to be part of a community now.
Yeah.
Because their people are going to need windows.
Yeah.
They will need windows when it's
exactly.
built, but it's
yeah.
a good chance to step up, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, it's the same thing. We opened an Arizona office a few mm-hmm. years ago, and we have a San Jose office at Orange County, a San Diego, and, of course, the local office that I'm out of, which is the corporate offices in the Simi Valley, Ventura County. And it's like you said, whenever we go there, we try to make a splash with the community. We try to get involved. We try to get locals to join our forces so we can actually have some tie in there. Mm-hmm. And it really works. It's, you know, the vision, the American vision, it's called the vision.
I love that, American vision and American. Okay, so is that how the name came?
Yeah, what's funny is that Bill and Kathleen, they sort of, like what you said, they had an experience that wasn't the greatest experience, and everybody has a contractor experience that they know someone had a bad experience.
It's always the contractor.
Yeah. It's always that, but yeah. You know, and again, we're not this perfect company, but I tell you right now,
but you try really
we try
hard,
as hard as we can to take care of every customer, and every customer is the same in our eyes. It doesn't matter if you have 50 windows or you have 2 windows. We're going to do everything we can to make sure your experience is absolutely the best it can possibly be. And they didn't have that. And then they started this company because they thought the product they finally got into their house was actually a wonderful product. And he just said, you know, we should do this. We should do this better and revolutionize it. And the mission statement is actually to revolutionize the home improvement industry with one customer at a time while changing the lives of the employees for better.
Nice.
And that's
I love
and,
that.
And it's actually on our wall. And that is, whenever we hire someone, you know, we have about 350 people. We always just say, this is the goal. And if we're not changing your life for the better, if we're not revolutionizing this industry, then what are we here for? We're trying to make a difference because everybody doesn't want to have to deal with all the same stuff that everybody always does with when it comes to doing anything home improvement mm-hmm. wise or doing anything, you know.
Well, it's frustrating, you know, because my husband also has a construction company and he mostly does commercial.
Yeah.
Because you're dealing with like dreams.
Sure.
Okay. And that's what you guys are dealing with. You're dealing with dreams of people. And sometimes their dreams, you know, it's like me as a hair therapist. I want to look like this. And you go, okay, so let's work with what we have, you know. I mean, it's reality, right? You want a mansion and you've got a 4-bedroom home. How do you make it your best? And I really believe whatever you do, if you do it your best, you can have your dream come true.
Yeah. And I think that's that's what you say. There's people. This is, you know, this is their house. This is their home. They're not, you know. And we have to constantly make sure because we just roll it through. We do 550 homes a month, you know, and you just got to make sure we treat everybody the same. You know, that everybody's house doesn't matter if it's a 1,200 square foot home.
It really is. We're all individuals.
It's their home, and we got to do the best we can.
I love that. Will you guys stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I would love to share some more things with everyone. And again. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I have some kettle corn, California kettle corn. And of course, if you've never tried it or anything like that, in fact, this would be good for you guys. I have my name on all of them, so I'd love to give them out to guests and to share them. And of course, Richard does such a great job. So if you want some of that or you want to give it out for your business, all you have to go to is www.cakettlecorn.com. I'd love to give out a bag right now. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Get your taste buds ready for one of Ventura County's favorite events. Enjoy a day full of family fun, food, and live entertainment at the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival on Sunday, September 3rd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Camarillo Ranch, located at 201 Camarillo Ranch Road in Camarillo. They're proud to present some of the best chili cooks in the country. Bring the kids to this family-friendly event to romp in the bounce house, play games, and get crafty. Hope to see you there. For more information about the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, visit CamarilloChamber.org/Chili Cook-Off. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past 2 decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair continues a great tradition. With 20,000 expected attendees and 370 vendors, there'll be artisans specializing in a variety of products and services. A kids' fun zone with games, crafts, jolly jumpers, soft drinks, and pizza. Great live music and entertainment too. Free admission. the 26th Annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair, Sunday, October 15th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Moore Park Road between Hillcrest and Wilbur Road in Thousand Oaks. Plenty of parking at the adjacent shopping centers and streets. For more information, go to thousandoaksrotary.org. That's thousandoaksrotary.org. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that we will be here all the way till 8 o'clock. And of course, we've got Crystal Doyle here and Chris Perez talking about the Thousand Oaks Street Fair. We need more people to get out there. We want everybody out there. It's going to be such a fun day. But not only that, Chris, you guys have been out there for almost 5 years now. What's the experience when you guys come out there? I mean, obviously, you know, you guys have this great vision, but are people booking and are you getting clients? And is,
oh, absolutely.
What's your experience?
We enjoy the street fair. We enjoy a lot of the local things that we're able to do, especially the street fair. It's a gigantic event. There's, you know, we, as a matter of fact, I tell friends and family when I'm there to go and go to the street fair if they can, so, and tell them how much of fun it will be and all this, like you just talked about, all the food that will be there. But we get numerous clients. We get people that are walk by our booth all the time. Oh my gosh, I have your windows. We love you guys.
There
it's
you
it's
go.
My reps tell us all the time. They take pictures. They come by and, hey, can we want to take a picture? We love our house and that. Thank you. So it's rewarding for us because we get that feedback. We make appointments right there. We have some show specials. There's going to be show specials every time we have a Thousand Oaks special. There's a new special going on. So that's great. And we just like to support the event. It's fun for us. It's good for everybody. And it's just one of those things that we continue to do.
I love it. Well, thank you again. Of course, you know, like we say, is sponsors make it all happen. And so, Crystal, we never really mentioned, where do all the funds go? Because that's really what it's all about.
It is. Thank you for asking. All of the events that we do, and by the way, the Thousand Oaks Rotary Club has three major events. One of them is, of course, a street fair. We have the wine festival, and we also have the chili cook-off. All these events, 100% of our net proceeds go to charity. That's one thing that's really nice about the Rotary Clubs, is that we mean it. Right. Every single dollar, yep, goes to benefit local, national, and global initiatives. And by the way, the Rotary is 100 years old. Right. So when we talk to sponsors, we do remind them that this is the organization that you can align your brand with, the organization known for 100 years of doing good around the world.
How long have you been a Rotarian?
I'm new to the Thousand Oaks Rotary Club, but the family, I come from a line of people who, yes, my husband was a Rotarian first, you know, and my parents have always, you know, and I come from a family when you're born, you walk, you talk, you do charity work, right?
Yeah, I love, you know, Rotary. What, that, yeah, is so,
in
that's
that order.
Great.
Nice.
Yes.
Wow. Do you have,
yeah,
brothers and sisters?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Well, okay, so again, I just want to remind everyone, of course, that is Sunday. What a perfect day, first of all.
Yes.
Sunday, 9 to 4, okay? Mm-hmm. There, you don't have to show up anytime. It's just go. It's very laid back. You can walk the whole thing, get your exercise, find out all these vendors that are going to be there. If there's a kids zone, there's arts and crafts, there's jewelry, clothing, toys, houseware, cars, motorcycles, I mean, and food,
yep,
and entertainment.
Yep.
What could you ask for?
Exactly.
I mean, but here's the biggest thing. It's free.
Yes.
It's free. So,
yes,
if you're going to take your walk down Moore Park Road. And again, if you want to get your business out there, or be a sponsor. Either way, you just go to ThousandOaksRotary.org to be involved in that. And I know, Chris, you wanted to mention something about you're going to be out there. I know you guys have some specials going on.
Well, we have some specials we have for the Thousand Oaks Street Fair, but I was just going to say just right now, you know, since if anybody's hearing us out there and they wanted to call a number, I could give them a number, and they could, since I'm listening to the Kim Pagano show, that we could, you know, offer an additional discount of $250 for whatever they purchase from
us. Wow, that's huge. Nice. And,
so I'd be willing to do that. So I'll just call and tell, ask for forgiveness, right? So the number is 888-475-1342. So if they, as long as they mention your name, we're going to get them on top of our current promotions, Thousand Oaks promotions, anything else, we'll give them an additional $250.
Say it again one more time.
That was 888-475-1342.
1342. All right. All right. So, Crystal, I know that obviously American Vision is one of your big sponsors.
Yes.
What does it take to be a sponsor? We've got a couple minutes left.
Yes. Well, it just takes a simple
form.
Or a
vendor.
It just takes a simple form to complete. All of the forms are downloadable off of a our website, but, you know, give us a call. The phone number is there. We'll help you fill that out. It just takes that, a check, right? And your attendance, really, that's it.
Okay, and how many people are you expecting?
Oh, on an average, we get about 20,000 unique footsteps that come.
Okay, yeah, that's so huge. That's like firsthand front shoppers right there, you know, so.
Well, it's a good chance for people to support local business. I assume some of the vendors are going to be homemade items. And
some, some of them are homemade. And, you know, these vendors come from all over. That's how popular this fair is. You know, some vendors come and drive, you know, all the way from Riverside, some of them coming from San Diego, just to come to this event. And they're returning vendors. I want to say that over 50% of our vendors and sponsors are returning vendors and sponsors.
That's good.
Yeah. That's great. I call it a win-win, right?
I think so, too.
When it's a win-win, you're getting and they're giving, it's a perfect thing. So,
exactly.
Again, well, I do want to remind everyone, happy Labor Day weekend. I hope that you do something fun with your family and really get out of the house. We've had some really hot weather, so make sure you don't leave your animals in the car, your children in the car. Make sure you drink lots of fluid. All those things, that's what it's all about. And I do want to remind everybody, one, that we'd love to see them out at the Chili Cook-Off. We've got so many things happening, and I would love to share those one more time with everyone. Again, we've got the LA Zoo. We've got tickets for that. I'd love to get a pair of those into somebody's hands. We've got Incognito Rubicon Theater. And have you ever been to Rubicon Theater, any of you? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. You have, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They always do such a good job. Also, I am going to be walking for Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, and that's another thing. I don't know if you guys are a part of that, but oh my God, big time. There's one in Thousand Oaks and one in Ventura, and I have been one of the big sponsors for that, and so I'd love to share that. You know, our goal is to that no one walks alone, and that's a huge thing. The other thing that we have is the Ventura Chamber presents the Jungle Safari, and that's going to be local businesses and restaurants are going to fill up the Four Points Sheraton. So we've got that happening. That's September 21st. And then, of course, Ventura County Out of the Darkness Walk. That's another thing that I really think is so important. And the walk is September 17th. There's a lot of depression in this world. And we don't know how to help people. And so this is a place to really go and find out, you know, what you can do to help other people that are suffering. And sometimes it's your parents, sometimes it's your children, sometimes it's a stranger. And so it's something that I really want to reach out, and I want to get as many people there to get some knowledge about it. So with that, I do invite you to our next hour. And of course, we've got lots more that we're going to be talking about. Again, I do want to remind everybody for the 26th annual Thousand Oaks Street Fair. That's Sunday, October 15th, 9 to 4, right on Moore Park Road. You won't miss it. There's tons of people there. And it's really one of the largest events of its type in Ventura County, actually. And it's family friendly. So get out there. There's lots of people. There's lots of fun stuff. And the best of all, it's free admission.
Food trucks.
Yeah, there you go. I love those. Yeah. And not only that, and entertainment. Who's going to be out there?
Yes, we have two stages.
Okay.
You know who takes care of our entertainment is a wonderful Harry Selvin. He gets a lineup of bands and singers from rock to classic to country. We have a lot of surprises for you when it comes to entertainment.
So she's
so
not going to tell us. Just
no,
come.
We're
I
not.
Like how Crystal works. I love it. All right. For more information, if you would like to be a sponsor or a vendor there, please go to www.thousandoaksrotary.org. Yeah. And again, it's going to be a win-win. I can't wait to see all of you out there. Of course, we always end our shows with a moment of happiness. It doesn't matter who hurt you or broke you down. What matters is who made you smile again. With that, you've been listening to the first hour of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.